This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. The French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo, where 12 staff members were gunned down in Paris last week by Islamic terrorists, has hit the streets with a new edition.
The Muslim prophet Muhammad will once again be on the cover, this time holding a sign held by so many French people and people around the world, really, in the past few days. Je suis Charlie. The text above reads, all is forgiven.
Journalism on the whole, though, is, well, a little confused about how to handle the Charlie Hebdo story. Sure, support of free speech, a given, but support of offending a certain population, not so much. Here to talk about those complicated journalistic issues is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, some American journalism outlets are showing the Charlie Hebdo cartoons, which raise the ire of Islamic radicals. Some are not. Why?
So I am getting this question from editors all over the country, and there are a lot of reasons for running the cover, and there are some reasons for not running the cover. In favor of running the cover, editors are saying, we need to show our audience what's on the cover. That's important, and if we don't give them information, how will they know? I think some editors also want to stand in solidarity with Charlie Hebdo, because if you're going to be violent in response to free speech, it's very hard to violently attack thousands and thousands of newspapers. But there are a lot of reasons for not running it as well. And one of the reasons is that some Muslims, find the image of Muhammad offensive. They consider it a form of sacrilege. But the best argument that I've heard from some editors is that it could put members of their staff who work in the Middle East or in Africa, it could put members of their staff in danger.
Kelly, it seems to me that it boils down to this. One person's freedom of speech can sometimes be another person's hate speech. Where do you draw the line, and did Charlie Hebdo cross it?
You know, in this particular cartoon, I don't think Charlie Hebdo crossed it. However, this particular satirical magazine is known for absolutely patently offensive speech. Many of their cartoons would be clearly racist, misogynistic sometimes, certainly criticizing ethnic minorities as well. And that part of the magazine has been glossed over because people are so shocked at the assault on free speech. But if we were talking about some of the cartoons that have run in this particular magazine in a different context, I think we would be very critical of the magazine itself.
When Americans think satire, they think The Daily Show or Colbert or National Lampoon or The Onion. That is not the same as Charlie Hebdo.
And yet, there is a distinct relationship between satire and journalism. And I defer to my colleague, Roy Peter Clark, here at Poynter. Both satire and journalism seek to hold the powerful accountable in pursuit of the public good.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sensemaking Project. We see the signs everywhere. Je suis Charlie. Are we all Charlie?
Are we all in favor of free speech? Well, those of us who favor democracy are. But do we all want to make fun of minorities? Probably not.